Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, social networking world, ready or not, we bring to you Socially Yours, featuring Jamil Wilbon. Socially Yours is a show that shows you how to monetize social media for your business. Socially Yours airs 12 noon Eastern Time with your host, Jamil Wilbon, brought to you live by BG. Radio.
Woohoo! There we go. Good afternoon, all my social media people. You are listening to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by Audible.com. You can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click the Audible link, and get a 30-day free trial or a free audiobook of your choice. Today is April 28th, 2014. Oh my God, this year went by so fast. I haven't been on the radio for a while. I've been trying to revamp and redo some things. I think I'm back on my grind. I'm back in my headspace. So thank you for being patient with me and not abandoning me. I hope that you all continue to listen to me throughout the year of 2014. And I have a great guest. But before we get talking about that, I wanted to talk about the next big social media network that doesn't exist. That's funny, right? Well, with all the social media out there, you know, one of the questions we have the most about social media is what's going to be the next big thing. I mean, we already have seen the Facebook and the Twitter and, oh, my God, Instagram, like, blew up. But, you know, what's the next big network? I mean, where should companies start looking next? And how can we get ahead of the curve and find the next Facebook, like I said, Instagram, Twitter? Well, some of y'all may be disappointed, but Facebook seems like maybe the last mega network. I mean, who can compare to what Zuckerberg has done with Facebook? So, you know, it's a rare and unique accomplishment to build a brand that talks about to over a billion people. Yes, I said a billion on a regular basis. And it's a rare and unique accomplishment to connect 44% of the internet-enabled human race. I mean, there's advertisement and you know, interaction and real-time networking. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, what's next is more likely to be a fragmentation that try to integrate social media. But, you know, I think we've seen it. I think, you know, more and more companies see an opportunity to specialize in an aspect of social media and excel at it, but something that sets them apart from the monolithic Facebook, Twitter, Google, LinkedIn oligarchy. But, you know, after all, if a new market entrant offers no feature better than Facebook, chances are people will just stay with Facebook since that's where all your friends are already. And you know what? That is why I say social media is a great platform to advertise, to talk about your cause, to, shoot, tell everybody what you're up to. I mean, for some reason, everybody's interested in what I had for breakfast today. So let me just go ahead and share it. And that's the beauty of social media. But we can't fail to realize that it's not so much about just putting stuff out there. You still have to be social. You know, when you meet somebody for the first time, you just don't, you don't have diary of the mouth and just tell them all about you and it's one-sided. No, you get to know them. You ask them questions. They ask you questions. You handshake. You exchange numbers. You exchange information. And don't forget, you still have to be social on the social media platform. So that brings me to my guest today. I was introduced to him from actually the platform that I host my radio show on, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. And he's doing some really huge things. His name is James Lowe, a.k.a. Jiggy Jaguar. Thank you so much for coming on my show, Jiggy. You've been very hard to catch up with. I know you're a busy person.
Yes, I'm glad to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Because, like, you're doing the dang thing. I mean, you've been in radio for over 10 years, almost 14,
yes,
15?
Unfortunately, I've been in radio for over 10 years, yes.
Wow. Why do you say unfortunately?
No, just I've had a lot of odd things happen to me in radio. I've had everything from having to go to court to defend my First Amendment freedom of speech to having all sorts of odd relationships, whether they be business, professional, or otherwise. It's been a fun ride, I guess you could say.
I was reading about you, and I see that you actually stepped out of the traditional platform because of the things you just mentioned. Am I correct?
Yes. I was working at 92.7 The Zoo. Well, it was 92.7 The Fan at that time. But I was working at 92.7 The Fan in Salina, Kansas, and the pizza capital of the world. And they decided they wanted to flip the number one rock station in town to a sports format. And I was doing that, plus I was doing a morning show on a rock station, or what they thought was a rock station. And the former morning co-host who I was working with, they fired him, and he decided to use the local newspaper and everything else to try to bury the station. And instead of them just letting me have the morning show and just doing what I needed to do, they pulled me off the air, and I basically just went in every morning and kind of just bored off the show and just kind of hung out and didn't really do anything. And
wow.
And we did that, and we did the sport. I was the guest booker, or as they called it, the producer of the afternoon sports show, and I was booking some really high profile people, and then they decided, nah, we don't want to talk to Roy Jones Jr. or Vince Papale. We don't want to talk to these people. We want to talk to the local softball coach and have him talk about his kids. And it's like, well, okay. So I eventually was just like, I'm done with this nonsense. And I had been doing internet radio for a lot of different years, but it was just kind of something that was in the background. And then eventually I decided, okay, well, we're just going to go do the internet thing. Plus, I had a local television show on an access channel up there in Salina, and it's been a fun time. We've like I said, we've done everything from talk to porn stars on Skype to interview local bands to nearly getting arrested and thrown out of a park because the mainstream brick and mortar radio station didn't want us in the park. All sorts of things.
Wow, we're talking to Jiggy Jaguar. He is the blogger, social media journalist, radio and TV host, co-founder of KJAG Radio, and he was just explaining to us why he went the internet route. Do you find that it's more beneficial? I wasn't going to say profitable, but I want to say beneficial to do internet radio. I mean, of course, we have the fact that you can say whatever you want because it's internet and it's not regulated by the FCC, but has it been your friend?
Well, yeah, it's been fun. I don't know if it's been my friend, but it's been fun.
You say fun. I mean,
well,
if somebody wants to get into radio.
If somebody wanted to get into radio, your best bet is probably going to be internet radio because of the fact that AM, FM radio, you're not going to have the opportunities that you have on internet. For instance, one thing that we've started having happen with KJAG is I had someone I worked with at another radio station here locally in Hutchinson, Kansas, come to me several months ago, and he's like, hey, I want to, you know, get back on the radio, and he didn't want to do it through local means, so we basically got him and his partner together, and they're going to do a radio show for us.
Okay, so you mentor people to do what you're doing.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of people. In fact, couple Sundays ago, I had a couple hour conference call. Myself, my digital marketing guy, had a phone chat with a guy that I've known for a couple years out in Hollywood. He sees what we're doing, and he immediately goes, "Oh, I can do that. I'm going to make millions doing that. I'm going to get a billion listeners and all these things." And we tried to explain to him. He was telling us all these different things he wanted to do, and we kept trying to tell him, well, what do you really want to do? Well, what he wants to do is he wants to have this radio station that everybody and their brother's listening to, and he's going to play all the cool music that every radio station on the planet's playing, and they're going to have talk shows, and they're going to do all these things. They're going to have all these millions of hits and make millions of dollars. And I'm like, well, okay, have fun.
Oh, if it were that simple.
It's not going to happen, but have fun.
Okay. If it was just that simple, it's not.
Yes.
You have to cultivate it. Yeah, and that's a lot. He needs to concentrate on one thing and then add it as it gets popular. I couldn't imagine doing more than one thing. I mean, with my show, I just want to focus on, you know, anybody in the media, entertainment, social media, PR, branding. You know what I'm saying? And that brings me, Jiggy, to ask. You know, I'm reading a lot of stuff about you online. They call you controversial.
I like to refer to myself as Mr. Hell. Because that's pretty much what's going on 90% of the time. For whatever reason, some people are not fans of mine. So
I saw that. Do you think it's because you're bringing the truth, or you know? I think
there's a lot of people that don't like, that just do not like the truth for whatever reason or another. Part of the reason why we ended up going to court over our First Amendment freedom of speech in Salina, Kansas with Access TV is because we called their executive director an embezzler on the radio, and it was true.
We also called
one of their board members a racist because he was. So it's too bad people don't like the truth.
It is, but isn't it amazing, though, that when you call people out on their stuff, instead of them just owning it and being quiet, they make a bigger deal about it, and it makes it even worse? I don't understand that. You know, and I love these people that say, I keep it 100. No, you keep it a negative 100. You know, they start actually believing their own lie is truth. And I'm trying to figure out where is that switch at? When do you get to that point in your life when you're like, okay, you know what? Even though I know that I'm a racist and I'm a bigot, I'm just going to pretend that I'm not so that I can come off better than everybody and so I can continue to be a racist and a bigot.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you win your court case?
Oh, yes. I always love talking about this. We had a basically what happened is myself and our my co-host for the radio show, the rabble-rousing ringleader, Ross Long. We were part of this organization called Community Access Television of Salina, Inc. in Salina, Kansas. And we produced television shows and did all sorts of different things. There was a lot of times where they would just turn on the green screen and I would just spend an hour just screwing around on the green screen. And they we started doing a lot of local rap interviews where we talked to all these local rappers. And we had we had found out that their executive director was an embezzler. She started stealing all sorts of money from the city and going on shopping trips and going all over the place and just having a real good old time. And we found this out, and we started talking about it on my little internet radio show that everybody in the city of Salina and half the world was listening to at that time. At one point, this board member went to one of their board meetings and volunteered to monitor us. So we decided to start giving him things to monitor.
Oh, Lord.
We would put messages up on the blog that said, hey, thanks for coming by. You just earned us 25 cents for the day. We did things like, hey, how's it feel working for an embezzler? You know, things of that nature. Well, then we started getting into YouTube, and we started making, we put up all these videos where we started tagging him in the keywords. And one day, these gangsters, these guys were, you know, and we always did it with the black rappers. Never did it with the Latino guys, never did it with any of the white guys. It was always the black rappers. Well, one day he was down at Access editing a video, and there was the volunteer training coordinator, who was our buddy, was working. And at one point, we called him Hollywood Ed Baldwin. Hollywood at one point slams his hand down on the table and he goes, "Why is it I'm linked on YouTube to all these?" And then he used the N-word. And down the hallway comes Corbin, and he's like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "That effing Jiggy and that effing Ross." That was always our nickname. And we started putting that information out that he was a racist. We started telling everybody and the brother, well, we decided to start attacking Ed. Well, he decided we were stalking him. By keywording him on YouTube, we were stalking him. So he took us to court for stalking. Well, when he took us to court for stalking, we had our attorney. He went with us, and we found out that the complaint had been filled out by Marcia because it was in a woman's handwriting, and she used such terms as the plaintiff and, you know, all these things, trying to look all smart. If you were afraid of your life, you would not be using those sort of terms on legal paperwork to the cop.
But, oh, wow.
So Hollywood, while we were sitting out waiting to go into court, he's sitting right across from a group of supporters that I had. Me and Ross went down the hallway to talk to our lawyer. Well, why this happened, Ed had went out and got all these black people that he knew because they were going to be his witnesses. Because he was trying to prove he wasn't a racist. Okay, what was going on here was that Marcia was trying to get us for talking about her being an embezzler. So he was trying to get us on stalking charges. Ed was trying to prove that he wasn't a racist. And we were just hoping to get all this on record. And so what's funny is that all these black folks that he was sitting there with trying to prove that he wasn't a racist, they're like, "You know, we know Jiggy, we know Ross. What's the problem?" Because a lot of them were volunteers at the access station. But they accused Marcia of being an embezzler. And they're like, "Well, is she?" And he's like, "Yeah, she is. We just took the credit card away from her." And then they all didn't know what the hell to do next because all the pre-programmed crap that he told them, now they're thinking about, why the hell is the executive director of this organization still employed? So they go into court, they had nothing to say, and we ended up winning. It was an 8-hour court case because Ed was trying to prove he wasn't a racist.
Wow. They basically shot their own selves in the foot.
Oh, yeah, several times over. And at one point, Ed had brought, I felt like I was on the Tonight Show because he brought a clip. It was video footage of him filming his computer screen monitor of our radio programs talking about him being a racist and Marcia being an embezzler. And at one point, I leaned over to my attorney and I said, "Man, this is bad." And she's like, "Oh, really? Is this incriminating?" And I said, "No. I said, we work very hard to put our videos up in HD downloadable format." I said, "There are potential audience members in this courtroom that is going to watch this and go, well, I'm not watching that show. That production quality's crap." She
didn't get the
show. But, and what's funny is that Ed was trying to run this VCR that they had in the courtroom. Well, he didn't know how to run it. And,
wait, what's the VCR?
Yes, it was a VCR DVD combo, and he didn't know how to run it. And the only person that knew how to run it, because my grandmother had the exact same copy, was me. So I am basically up there running his footage to try to screw with me.
What an idiot!
It was a comedy of errors, and at the end of the day, he lost, and then as he was on his way out the door, he yelled at the top of his lungs, "Well, I guess it's just open season." And so for the longest time, I tried to have a television program called Open Season, but we never managed to put that together.
Wow, that seems like a lot of fun there. You know, at the end of the day, you have to keep a good sense of humor about crazy stuff that goes on in your life.
Oh, it was fun. We had everything from the stuff with Ed and Marcia to, you know, all sorts of other shenanigans. We've interviewed, you know, all these bands. And I'll tell you the story about getting thrown out of the park. And we went and interviewed Eddie Money. I don't
know. Okay,
some of your
I actually know who that
know
is.
Who Eddie,
yes, I know
who
Eddie
Money
is.
Okay. Well, I bring up the fact that at one point I wanted to have a if I was ever going to have, you know, an unlimited supply of money, or as my friend Frank Cotolo from Cotolo Chronicles likes to say, indisposable income. I've always wanted to have Huey Lewis, Hall & Oates, and Eddie Money and do a concert. And everyone's always like, oh, and nobody really knows who any of those people are.
I know who they are.
You know, we got an interview with Eddie Money. God, it took me like 6 months from the time I seen that he was going to be coming to Junction City, Kansas, to the time that we actually did the interview. It's, and I exchanged emails. I talked to tour managers. I talked to everybody and their brother. And finally, the night before, they called me on my cell phone from an unknown number, and they're like, well, if you're still wanting this thing with Eddie Money, you need to be at the curb, at the park, at noon, and have all your gear ready. So we showed up, and they put us on the bus, we did this interview, and then afterwards, Eddie was like, we asked him if we could plug into the board and shoot the first three songs, because we always like to put those with the video interview, and we like to do that for the TV show.
Of course.
So we went ahead and did that. Well, while we were setting up, here comes a representative and a couple of Junction City's finest police officers to tell us that we had to yank the camera down, we had to yank all of our equipment out of there because we didn't have permission to do this because they had spent all this money to be there and all this crap. Well, I told them that I had permission. They led me back behind the stage. They had me. They wanted me to point out the tour manager. Well, okay. He was on stage in a collection of other guys, and I thought, oh, I know with this game, I'm going to point. She's going to say I pointed at the wrong guy, and it's going to be the end of it. So I basically yelled the guy's name. He turned around, and when he turned around, I go, yep, that's him. So she goes and she goes and talks to him. Now, while she's talking to him, the operations manager and a couple of the interns and some other people were standing there, and they were just trying to figure out what was the big problem. Well, the operations manager is just going off, talking about that effing Jiggy and that effing Ross, and why were they here, and Power Hits 97.5 had paid all this money to be there, and blah, 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 and we had no right to be there. Well, later on, they found out we did have a right to be there. They basically had spent some god-awful amount of money, I guess, to be able to be the sponsoring station. And then they were angry that they didn't get an interview. And I'm like, I didn't have to spend any money, and I just requested an interview, and they gave it to me. So we even had a situation where at the end of the night, I pulled out, like, my flip camera, my little tiny cheap flip camera, and made and you know, shot like 30 seconds of video while he was on stage singing with the fireworks in the background. And the operations manager yelled at a cop and wanted them to arrest me right there. And they were like, we can't do anything. It's a public park. So they had just, the cops had just been about done with the Power Hits folks. And then eventually they all got fired and the station got sold. And at the end of the day, just like my little stepson, 3 years old, said, I win. Yes, I always win. At the end of the day,
winning.
I always win. It's too bad,
wow.
But I always win. But, yeah, it's I've had some interesting times. We had the stuff up there. Then we've had just over the last 6 months, or almost 6 months, almost a year, had created a nonprofit organization. We throw community concerts for nonprofits, and it's apparently a lot of people don't like that.
So, yeah, I can imagine.
We had someone in fact at our last board meeting, I had someone call me on the phone, and then he said that he would bury me and everyone who was associated with me. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool, because the two people that are associated with me are the two biggest bar owners in town. That's awesome. So we've had fun.
And you seem very passionate about what you do. I mean, I think at the end of the day, and there's a couple of underlying things that always seem to come back to fruition when I talk to people, is about the passion about what you do. Because if you don't like what you do, it's no fun.
I really enjoy ticking people off. That's really what it comes down to. That's really what it comes down to. I really enjoy ticking people off. It's just like the whole thing of when we started doing the started doing the Skype calls with all the porn stars.
Wow. I watched some of those.
People...
You guys really didn't talk about porn, though, which is amazing.
Well, see, this is the thing. I always, we had this thing. Ross had come to me at one point, and he's like, well, we need to do video. Everybody in the brothers doing video. Now, I don't understand the concept of other people watching other people do radio. Never have understood that at all. But it's a big deal. So,
can I enlighten you?
Yes, go.
I think the big thing is, Diggy, is you always hear these people. You always wonder, you know, who's the person behind the voice.
Then if you have celebrities, I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that? And who doesn't want to see who they're talking to? And who doesn't want
to be interacting
with that? And then people are lazy. At the end of the day, they just want to click on something and watch people. They don't even want to have to, you know, tune into the radio. I mean, whatever. You know, we're lazy. We don't want to read anything. We just give us a video. And, you know, I've found that that's the most viral things that are videos. See the man,
well,
or the person behind the radio.
Well, we did this thing, and he was like, well, we could bring in Skype calls, and people could do it on video. Well, at that time, the only people that knew how to really use Skype were adult film stars and cam girls. So we started having, basically, as I used to call them, which there was a lot of people in the adult film industry that didn't like this term, but I used to always talk about the porn chicks. We'd have porn chicks. And a lot of them had other interests other than just being a cam girl or a porn chick. We interviewed this one chick from, ironically, with the conversation today and everything, Atlanta. And she had a record label. She had a website production service. She did everything. And she just did the whole cam thing just as a side job.
Wow,
and
porn on the side as a hobby?
We just have her on, you know, we had her on for that. But we started having transsexual porn stars on. A lot of times we'd have them on when I had, like, these big-time, you know, local rappers or these rock bands on, and I wouldn't tell them that they were they were trannies, and they would start flirting with them and everything.
Oh,
but,
no, that's dirty.
It was fun. We did the whole Skype thing, and now we've gotten to the point where we do our Sunday radio program that we've always had since, God, I think I started doing that in like 93, 94. And it's basically a two-hour show, and we bring in people on Skype, and we have studio guests, and we have bands that play acoustic and all sorts of things.
And how's that been going? Is that very popular?
Well, in I think it's starting to get more traction here in Hutchinson. When I was living in Salina, we had everybody and their brother paying attention to it, including the police. It was Sunday. There wasn't really much going on, so they would sit over there at the, as they used to call it, the cop shop, and basically just watch us. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. And, you know, I used
free
to,
advertisement.
I had an apartment that was right across the street from the police station. And I used to tell everybody and their brother that's where we were, right across the street from the police station. We're right across the street. And I told everybody, because the Sunday radio show is open door policy. It doesn't matter who wants to show up anytime, just show up. Like, for instance, this last weekend, we had a punk rock band called High Five for Fisting, local rappers. See who else was here. We had somebody from Hollywood call in on the telephone. So it was, you know, it's just whoever wants to call, whoever wants to show up, it's whatever. I've had a lot of people critique me on the fact that, well, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. No. It's open door policy. If they want to show up, that's cool. If they don't, that's cool too. It doesn't matter. So.
You know, that's kind of innovative and very trend-setting. That's like word of mouth advertising, and you know, you'll get people like, yeah, you know what? I went down to this dude, you know, and he'll let you sing. So that's kind of cool. It's like you're like being a trendsetter.
Well,
free advertisement.
See?
For even like indie groups and underground stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
that's kind of cool.
Keep saying, hey, anybody who wants to swing in. Let's do the damn thing.
I like that. Still giving back to the community. I think that's important when you give people a platform
to, even though it might be crazy, and even though they might be ice J-fish, okay, we're not going to talk about that in any depth, but, you know, you still give them that platform.
I like
to
that
talk.
Name. Does that fit on a T-shirt? Go.
Ah, no,
ice
we're not going to talk
fish.
About him. We're not going to talk about
right.
him. He
like,
has all these hits. He's making all this money, but he can't sing.
Ice
he cannot
J-fish.
Sing. Anyways, I was saying that to say that you give people. Oh, shh.
We can do the soundtrack to the.
Wait.
Video. Go ahead.
My show's not controversial. Listen, we're talking to Diggy Jaguar of the Diggy Jaguar Experience, James Lowe, a.k.a. Crash Davis.
Yes,
he's got a whole bunch of
different Davis. I love
different
Crash
names.
Davis. We need to
See,
bring him back.
I did my homework. But we're listening to him on Socially Yours, powered by Blog Talk Radio on BGE Radio. Jiggy, let me get back on track for a minute and
okay.
just say, you know, we talked about who you are. Can I ask how you got the name Jiggy Jaguar?
It basically, when I was in high school, it's not a real fun story, but I wanted a nickname. I just came up with the Jaguar part of it, and then I was walking down the hallway one day, and a buddy of mine who I think coaches basketball at some Colorado State University or something now, but he referred to me as Jiggy Mother Effing Jaguar, and I thought, well, we'll keep the Jiggy Jaguar part, and it's become a brand. It has become a brand over the years, and all sorts of odd things. So
I see. And how did you get started?
I decided I wanted to do a radio show, and much like most radio people do. Nowadays you don't because everybody's podcasting. But I had a fake radio show that was on a cassette tape in my room, and then I would have guests over, and it basically was me making fun of other radio personalities.
Okay.
And at some point, somewhere along the way, I became a radio personality.
Okay. So it's something that you've always wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, I've always wanted to do radio, and I always, there was all sorts of odd things that have, like I said, that have happened over the years, and we've managed to make it work, so.
That's awesome, and who inspires you?
Oh, who inspires me? I would say, well, lately, Tom Likas, he has a website called blowmeuptom.com. He does internet radio. He used to do, he was on KLSX in Los Angeles for several years, and then he started doing internet radio. I would say Man Cow out of Chicago. Howard Stern, before he started giving chicks money to take their clothes off. Once he did that, he went down a winding road that he's never been able to return from. Let's see. Probably
That's
Opie and dirty. Anthony out of Sirius or XM or whatever the hell it is now. Those folks. I'm a fan of her for several other reasons, but I like old Wendy Williams radio shows. I don't like the cleaned up, I want to be the new Oprah Wendy Williams that everybody knows and loves. And
you know, I didn't know anything about her until she went on TV. But I heard she's like one of those old radio personnel. She
you
started
ever,
in radio. We're talking to Jiggy Jaguar, K-Jag Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is me, J. Mill Wilborn, or J. I don't have a cool, I go by the only J.
Believe me, you don't need a cool gimmick.
I don't need
you
a cool
are
gimmick.
Fine just the way you are, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I'm blessed. Thank you. And, you know, I'm going to ask this, and I know it's really, 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 really not nice, but is Wendy really a woman?
I've heard that on several occasions, that she looks like she's a... I don't know. Kind of scares me to think that maybe she is, maybe she isn't. I don't know.
And I'm not saying she adopted a child. I'm just saying
I question it. It's questionable. Look, you're making me go controversial. Stop it. I run a clean show here. We're talking to Jiggy Jaguar. He's trying to make me go controversial. I'm not coming, Jiggy. But he has a radio show. You can listen to him on BGE Radio on Fridays. Sometimes we play him other days, but you can listen to him on Fridays. And you can also go to kjagradio.com and listen to him. How else can people listen to you, Jiggy?
Tune in. I'm also on Radio Loyalty. All sorts of different spots. Basically, like my good friend IQ Al Rizzoli says, I am Googleable. So
you're Googleable.
Yes.
Yes, just Google Jiggy Jaguar. Getting jiggy with it.
Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, which I should have took a long time ago, but, you know, got to pay the bill. So let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll come back and listen to what else Jiggy wants to try to make me go down the rabbit hole on. All right, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
This is Natasha Young, and you are listening to The Only J, hosts of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Social media is not as fad, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more.
So by now you've probably heard of this place called Google Plus. It's made by a company you might be familiar with called Google. And if Google is important to your business, you probably ought to check it out. A phenomenal video chat tool inside of it is called Hangouts. I help people learn Hangouts every day. I am Ronnie Binser, and my website's called thehangouthelper.com. Come check it out. And also listen in at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, because Hangouts are magical.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to The Only J, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
And thank you so much for staying tuned. Welcome back from commercial. This is your girl Jay with Socially Yours. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest under Socially Yours. That's SOCIALLYYOURS. Socially Yours. And let's get back to our guest, Jiggy Jaguar.
I can see why you're in radio. I mean, because, you know, you have the personality for it. So, you know what? That's a great segue. I was talking about my co-host. I miss him dearly. You mentioned Ross Long, and I know you also have another.
We have had all sorts of co-hosts. When I started doing the show in 93, it was primarily just me. And then, let's see, who else did we end up bringing into the fold? I had Cousin Chris on the TV show, and then his personality on the TV show did not translate well to radio. And then we had Ninja Larry on 1 week, but he just really, I don't know, he's Ninja Larry, and that's pretty much all that can be said. Well, everybody has a gimmick. It's all about the professional wrestlingization of America, and
okay.
It's a lot of times they we don't want to know their real name, because if we know their real name, then we can't call them by that gimmick anymore. We eventually, I got to the point where we had Ross Long as our co-host on the Sunday show for several years, or probably 2 years, I'd say. And then I ended up having a buddy of mine by the name of Zombie. Zombie Jones was the co-host, and then...
I was going to say, that should have been my co-host name, but I'm not going to go there. I used to call him a co-ghost.
Co-ghost?
Yes, because he was never there. He was there, but he wasn't there. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we had that, and then we had, let's see, then I ended up having comedian James Davis as my co-host for he was on for two shows, and then he disappeared.
Uh-oh.
We ended up having Skylo, who was a local rapper, and then when he got into some drama, and then he just disappeared. And then we got Israel, and we had Israel for a good long time, and then he just stopped showing up. So now we have this thing where we have a different co-host every week. We have one week, we have this guy by the name of Nate. He plays in this punk rock band called the Joy Cops. And he comes on, and the Joy Cops.
Like a cop?
Yes.
Okay.
Every time he comes down, he always ends up bringing, and since it's radio, we'll say the hippie lettuce and some alcohol.
Okay.
And so him and the guests partake in that, because, of course, as everyone knows, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm not fun at parties. We have Nate, who does 1 week, and then 1 week we have the guy who actually, his claim to fame is that he was the original, he designed the original KJAG Radio logo.
Okay.
His name is Travis Iverson, but he's trying to get everybody to call him Slim Shaggy. I don't know what that's all about. So Slim Shaggy does 1 week. And then my buddy Matt Neal, who used to host a radio show on KSKU here locally, and who is getting ready to do a radio show for KJAG Radio, he does a week. And then I'm trying like crazy to get you to do 1 week. Then
I'm coming. Hey, I had to get what I wanted first. You know, it's all about me getting, you know, what I
wanted. Wow. Yes. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. So, Diggy, thank you so much for coming on my show, Socially Yours. I just before we go, I always try to do a couple of things. If someone wants to get into the radio platform, be it traditional, be it internet, what are three things that you suggest to them that they should do? Because, you know, cassette tapes are kind of antiquated.
you can pick up a cheap setup, a microphone, a mixer, for a little bit of nothing. And a lot of times you can get them on eBay for a little bit of nothing. And, you know, get the equipment. You can always find, I think it's Audacity is the free program that everybody uses.
Yes, it is.
I always go and try to find cracked, hacked programs on on torrent sites. But if you can find Cool Edit and... you know, get with one of these. You know, if you're just starting out, Blog Talk is a good starter. TalkShoe is a good starter. But if you want to get to the point where, like with me, I used KJAG Radio for many years as a necessary evil. We haven't really started embracing it until the last 3 or 4 years. It basically was, well, I had to have this. Had to have this station so I could say that I have a radio show on the station or whatever. And but now we've got I've got KJAG Radio. We're getting ready to relaunch WKRP.FM. That's a whole other story. The person that is involved in WKRP.FM or was involved in it is the one that gave me the nickname Psycho Pervert from Hell. And then there's And then we have KJAG Radio, and then we've got an EDM station, and we're going to launch a hip hop station, and have a rock station, and all these things. But realistically, if you just want to do a radio show, there are simple ways, and there's people that are making a lot of money selling books. There's a lot of people on the internet that like there's a service that a buddy of mine, her name is January Jones. She is an old white woman who lives in a...